We thank the Lord for leading us to this final message. Out of the three sessions, which one do you think is the most difficult?
在过去的三堂的信息当中, 对你来说,
Anyone think the first one is most difficult?
有人觉得第一堂是最难的吗?
Or the second one?
或者是第二个呢?
Or the third one?
或者是第三堂?
Do you have opinion?
你有没有一点的感觉?
Based on the questions asked afterwards, I think the second message is the most difficult one.
在我们之后的交谈当中, 貌似是最难懂的。
Which part in the second message do you think is most difficult?
第二堂的信息当中, 哪一部分你觉得是最不容易懂的呢?
Again, based on the questions, as I think the most difficult one is the final point in the second message.
从我所收到的问题当中, 我觉得在第二堂里面是最后的一部分是最难懂。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人住在我里面, 我也常住在他里面。
It's exactly after this verse that many disciples of Jesus turned away from him.
实在是在主耶稣说完了这句话之后, 他的门徒从他的面前离开了。
Not only it is difficult now for us, it was difficult then for the disciples.
不只是今天对着我们是困难的, 在那一天向着主的门徒也是难的。
So we have to really understand what does this mean, eating his flesh and drink his blood.
所以我们需要来明白什么叫做吃他的肉,喝他的血。
Jesus said himself, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself.
主耶稣说, 你若不吃我的肉, 喝我的血, 在你里面就没有生命。
And in other words, we must eat his flesh and drink his blood to receive the life from him.
换一句话说, 我们今天必须要来吃他的肉, 喝他的血, 才能够得着主自己的生命。
This is about a crucified life.
这是一个关于钉十架的生命。
The flesh and blood represent the cross.
肉和血乃是说到十字架。And
this life came out of the cross.
这一个生命是从十字架上倾倒的。Therefore,
when we eat the flesh and drink his blood, what we receive is a crucified life.
所以当我们吃他的肉,喝他的血的时候, 我们所
When this crucified life lives in us,
当这个钉十架的生命住在我们里面,
when this crucified was living in us,
当这个钉十架的生命活在我们里面,
and we live out this life,
我们把这个生命活出来,
we will do the will of the Father.
这样我们就可以遵行神的旨意。
We cannot help but doing the will of the Father.
我们没有办法不来遵行父的旨意。
Then we will find our sufficiency.
之后我们就会找到我们的满足。
Brothers and sisters, this is not one point out of many points.
弟兄姊妹们, 这不是很多点中其中的一点。
This is the essence of Christ being all and in all.
这就是主耶稣基督乃是一切又在一切之内。
Unless we live a crucified life, it is impossible to enter into the reality of Christ being all and in all.
除非我们今天过的生活乃是一个钉十架的生活, 主耶稣基督就永远不可能成为我们的一切。
That is why this is so difficult.
这就是为什么它如此的困难。
It is so easy to enjoy the life of a baby.
今天我们来享受一个婴孩的生命是何等的容易。
It is still very enjoyable to enjoy a life of a child.
今天做一个孩子的生命一定程度上讲也是有享受的。
But when we hear this message addressed to the sons,
但是当我们今天听到对儿子所说的话,
then it's become very difficult.
就变得非常的困难。
But we need to hear this.
但是我们需要听。
And we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
我们需要吃他的肉,喝他的血。
Receive this crucified life.
来接受这个钉十架的生命。
And only the crucified life will turn a child into a son.
只有这个钉十架的生命能够使一个孩子变为儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we're going to break the bread tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，明天我们就要一起来擘饼。
And we break the bread every Sunday.
我们每主日都在擘饼。
When we break the bread,
当我们擘饼的时候
，we need to understand we receive a crucified life.
我们需要来明白，我们所接受的乃是一个钉十架的生命。
We cannot just receive this life without any response.
我们不能够接受了这个生命没有一点的回应。
We cannot receive a crucified life, but we do not live out a crucified life.
我们不能够接受了这个钉十架的生命，但我们却不活出来这个钉十架的生命。
So therefore, every time we break the bread, we drink the cup, we need to realize.This is what we are doing.
所以每一次当我们在那里擘饼喝杯的时候，我们需要来明白我们在做什么。
And we need to live out this life.
我们需要把这个生命活出来。
And when we live out this life, it is impossible not to do the will of the Father.
当这个生命从我们里面活出来，我们就不可能不来遵行父的旨意。
That's why we're encouraged to remember Him all the time.
这就是我们为什么每一次因着思念他，我们心中就得着鼓舞。
Therefore, we need to turn, we need to be transformed into His sons.
所以我们今天需要来被改变，能够磨成他儿子的形象。
This is just to cover the questions that was asked.
这是我做一点关于问到问题的一些的解答。
I think that this final session, we're not going to cover additional points.
我们最后的一堂，我们不会再讲到其他别的一些的点。
What we want to do in the last session is look at an example of a crucified life.
我们最后一堂要来看的，乃是钉十架生命的榜样是什么。
We want to look at all the things we already share, how this is practical in someone's life.
我们要来看我们所交通的三堂的信息。这样的形象在一个人的身上是如何彰显
？How a person can live a crucified life？
一个人他如何能够过一个钉十架的生命
？So we can apply what we see in our own life。
所以我们今天就能够在我们的生命当中来应用这样的。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 9-11。
我们来一起翻到哥罗西书第三章九到十一节。
And this is where we find our topics.
这是我们的主题经文。
You may wonder why we didn't read this verse until the last session.
你会想为什么我们到最后才读主题经文呢
？Because we need to prepare.
因为我们需要预备。
Unless we go through three messages,
只有我们经过了前三堂的信息
，we're not ready to read this one.
否则我们是里面是没有预备好要来读这节经文。
We will not know what is Christ is all.
我们不会明白什么叫做基督是一切。
Now we understand, if Christ is all, we must live out a crucified life.
今天如果基督成为一切，我们就必须活一个钉十架的生命。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 9.
第三章九到十一。
Do not lie to one another, since you lay aside the old self, which is evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed,to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
You see, we have to lay aside the old self.
你看到我们需要把我们的旧人脱下。
As we eat his flesh, drink his blood.
当我们吃他的肉，喝他的血。
We receive this crucified life.
我们接受到这个钉十架的生命。
In this crucified life, there is no old self.
在这个钉十架的生命里面，没有我们的旧人。
The old self was nailed on the cross.
旧人已经被钉在十字架上。
Unless we lay aside the old self,
只有我们脱去旧人。
We cannot live.Out this crucified life.
否则我们就不能够活一个钉十架的生命。
Only when you live in this crucified life,
只有你活在这个钉十架的生命里面
，there will be no distinctions.
这里面就没有 没有区别。
It is so difficult to remove distinctions.
是今天实在是太难，我们把这个区别打掉。
The distinction of the burial wall in Jerusalem.
这个区别好像就是那个中间隔断的墙在耶路撒冷。
Only by the cross, only through the cross, that burial wall will be removed.
只有通过十字架，经过十字架，这个隔断的墙才能够被除去。
That's why we remember our Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么我们要纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
Because His work on the cross removed all the barriers.
因为他在十字架上的死除去了一切的拦阻。
Therefore, we need to put aside old self.
所以我们今天也需要脱下我们的旧人。
To live out that crucified life.
活一个钉十架的生命。
And we want to look at the life of Apostle Paul.This afternoon,
今天下午我们要来一起看使徒保罗的生活。
I want to look at how this person, how this individual, have the flesh and blood just like us.
我们要来看这个个人和我们一样有血有肉的人。
And how he lived a crucified life.
他是如何在过一个钉十架的生活
？Philippians chapter 1 verse 20 and 21.
腓立比书第一章二十到二十一。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20 and 21.
腓立比书一章二十到二十一。
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Chapter 2 verse 1
第二章第一节
and 2
and 还有第二节。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love,If there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 12 through 14.
十二到十四节。
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold.Of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I want to read one verse out of Job chapter 23 verse 10.
我再来读一节圣经，是在约伯记二十三章的第十节。
Job chapter 23 verse 10.But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
约伯记二十三章第十节。然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
Father, we thank you this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午感谢你。
We thank you for you being so merciful to us.
谢谢你向着我们如此的怜悯。
We pray that this afternoon we will turn our eye upon Jesus.
我们祷告，我们今天下午，我们转眼仰望耶稣。
We pray the Holy Spirit will quicken our spirit.
我们祷告，圣灵在这里点活我们的灵。
All of us will turn our eye toward Jesus.
我们所有的人在这里转眼仰望耶稣。
Not only we turn our eyes toward Jesus, we look full to His wonderful face.
主，当我们转眼仰望耶稣，一切就变为朦胧。
May we open our heart.
主，就让我们打开我们的心。
Without any hindrance.
没有任何的拦阻。
We look to Your full face.
主，我们来仰望你的慈容。
We pray that the things of this earth will strangely grow dim.
主，我们祷告这个世上的事物次第变朦胧。
In the light of Your glory and grace.
是在你荣耀的面光当中次第变朦胧。
As we turn upon Yourself.
主，当我们转眼仰望你自己。
We're willing to lay aside the old self.
我们愿意把我们的旧人摆在一边。
We're willing to eat the flesh and drink Your blood.
我们愿意来吃你的肉，喝你的血。
Receive this crucified life.
接受这个钉十架的生命。
And live out this crucified life.
活出这个钉十架的生命。
So you will find many sons in this room.
你就可以在这个房间里面找到你许多的儿子。
May we have this desire to become Your son.
愿我们都有这样的心愿，成为你的儿子。
May we respond to Your calling.As Your son,
让我们向着你对儿子的呼召来回应你的呼召。
Do not let us go until we respond to Your call.
主啊，不要让我们离开，直到我们回应你的呼召。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
No, Apostle Paul wrote two letters that were considered twins letters.
使徒保罗写了两封的书信，被称作叫做双胞胎的书信。
It's like Minneapolis and St. Paul.
就像明尼阿波利斯和圣保罗。
And these two letters are letter to the Ephesians and the letter to the Colossians.
这两封的书信，一个是腓利比书，一个是哥罗西书。
And both letters were written about the same time.
两封的书信大约是在同一时间写的。
And both letters were written, of course, by the same person.
两封书信当然是同一位作者写的。
In the same place,
在同样的地方。
In the Roman prison,
在罗马的监牢里。
And was delivered by the same messengers,
也是被同一个使者传出来的。
Tychicus,
乃是
推基古。
推基古。
Yeah. So there are a lot of similarity between two letters.
在两封的书信里有很多的相似。
But the content are quite different.
但是内容却非常的不同。
In Ephesians, we see the glorious calling of the church as the body of Christ.
在以弗所书里面，我们看到荣耀教会的呼召。
In the Colossians, we see the glory of Christ as the head of the church.
我们在哥罗西书看到荣耀的基督，他是教会的头。
In Him, the church finds its completeness.
在他的里面，教会得着完全。
The Ephesians emphasize the purpose of the church.
以弗所书乃是说到教会的目的。
Galatians explore its relationship with Christ.
哥罗西书里面乃是说到与基督之间的关系。
Position between Ephesians and Galatians is this wonderful book of Philippians.
在以弗所书与哥罗西书之间乃是这本美妙的书信腓立比书。
Many scholars want to put Ephesians and Colossians together.
很多的学者他想要把以弗所书与哥罗西书摆在一起。
Because they are so similar.
因为他们非常的相似。
One is emphasized on the goal.
一个是说到目的。
The other one is emphasized the relationship.
另外一个是说到关系。
But why they put a book like Philippians in between?
但是为什么要把腓立比这本书放在中间呢？
Philippians acting as the bridge between Ephesians and Colossians.
腓立比书其实是哥罗西书和以弗所书之间的一个桥梁。
Ephesians emphasize the importance of daily living.
以弗所书乃说到每天生活的重要。
Guiding the church from its spiritual standing described in Ephesians.
来引导教会在属灵的地位。
To his living relationship with Christ described in the Colossians.
进到在哥罗西书里面所讲到与基督那个活的关系。
Philippians urges us to consider how we live our lives to enter into the reality of Christ is all and in all.
腓立比书在那里鼓励我们，我们今天如何来过我们的生活，使我们能够达到基督是一切，又在一切之内。
So in Philippians we see full of living examples.
所以我们在腓立比书里面看到四个活的榜样。
很多
哦，很多活的榜样。
Yeah. Galatians set the goal.
哥罗西书把那个目的摆在那里。
Philippians provide the practical guidance on how to achieve it.
腓立比书乃是告诉我们实行的生活是如何的。
Let's see how Apostle Paul set the goal in Galatians.
我们来一起看使徒保罗在哥罗西书当中是如何定下这个目标的。
The goal is simple.
这个目标是简单的。
Christ is all and in all.
基督在一切，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Apostle Paul set the goal very high.
使徒保罗把这个目标定得非常的高。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
But he also mentioned to do this, we have to put our new self and lay aside the old self.
他同时又说到，我们要过这样的生活，需要脱下旧人。穿上新人。
And we have to receive this crucified life.
我们必须领受这个钉十架的生命。
Then we can remove all distinctions.
之后我们才能够去除所有的不同。
We can remove all distinctions based on nationality.
我们就可以去除在国籍上的分别。
Greek or Jews.
希腊人还有犹太人。
Distinction based on religious practices.
通过或者宗教上不同的方式。
Circumcised or uncircumcised.
受割礼的未受割礼的。
Distinction based on culture background.
通过不同的文化背景。
Barbarian or Scythian.
那些西古提人和化外人。
Distinction based on social status.
通过社会地位的不同。
Slave and freeman.
那是为奴的自主的。
If we live out this crucified life.
如果我们活出这个钉十架的生命。
All these are examples of living out a crucified life.
这些都是我们活出钉十架生命的榜样。
A crucified person couldn't tell between Greek and Jews.
一个钉十架的人，他不会能够发现希腊人和犹太人的不同。
An uncrucified person will never be able to remove that distinction.
一个不钉十架的人，他是永远不会能够把那个区别除掉的。
A crucified person could not care less about someone is free or slave.
一个人如果是钉十字架，他就不会在那里关心他是为奴的还是自主。
Circumcised or uncircumcised，
或者他受割礼还是没受割礼。
Barbarians or Scythian，
或者是化外人还是西古提人。
Because the old self is no longer there，
因为我的旧人不在这里。
All those distinctions exist only in the old self，
所有的区别都是在旧人里面的。
It's not in the new self，
在不是在新人里面的。
So when you live out this crucified life， there's no distinction，
所以当你活出这个钉十架的生命，就没有区别。
Then Christ is all and in all，
然后基督就是一切，又在一切之内。
Princess， can you see this link how the crucified life link to Christ being all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有看到这个钉十架的生命是如何连到基督是一切又在一切之内？
When we are crucified,
当我们钉十架，
Christ is our all.
基督就成为我们的一切。
He filled our heart with his presence and love.
他用他的存在与他的爱充满我们。
Now we think about in New Testament this Sister Mary.
我们想到新约里面的我们的姊妹玛利亚。
Christ is all to her.
基督对她来说乃是一切。
So she gave her whole attention to Jesus.
所以她把她所有的注意力都给了基督。
To her, a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard is not much.
对她来说，打破那个真拿达香膏的瓶不算什么。
Even it worth 30 pieces of silver, it's not much.
即使要花30个银子也不算什么。
But for Judas,
但是对犹大，
he objected to Mary's act of devotion.
他对着玛利亚向着主的奉献，他里面就不同意。
He questioned why the perfume had not been sold for 30 pieces of silver for the poor.
他在那里疑问，在那里挑战，为什么不把它卖掉，有30两银子去周济穷人呢？
For Judas, Christ is not all.
对于犹大来说，基督不是一切。
Christ was merely a part of his life.
基督只是他生活当中的一部分。
Then this is the essence of the old self.
这就是那个旧人的表现。
In the end, Judas betray the Lord Jesus for exactly 30 pieces of silver.
最后犹大背叛了我们的主，是完全一样的三十两银子。
Therefore, we need to lay aside ourselves.
所以我们需要脱下旧人。
We need to receive this crucified life.
我们需要接受这个钉十架的生命。
In this life, we see no distinction.
在这个生命里面没有任何的区别。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
This was the burden when Paul wrote the letter to Philippians.
这是保罗写给腓立比人时候他心中的负担。
Now, in writing the letter to Philippians, Paul took a very humble approach.
当保罗写信给腓立比人的时候，他里面的态度是很谦卑的。
He called himself the servant of Jesus Christ.
他叫他自己是耶稣基督的奴仆。
Did not use the word apostle.
他没有用到使徒这个词。
And he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have obtained." Neither am I already perfect.
他向弟兄们说，我不是以为我自己已经得着了或者完全了。
He conveys a sense of humility.
他里面是满了谦卑。
Continuous pursuit for spiritual growth.
在那里一直的追求，能够属灵上有成长。
He invites us to join him to press toward the goal.
他在那里提醒我们来加入他，向着标杆直跑。
And recognize none of us have fully reached it.
我们要看到我们没有一个人已经完全了。
Brothers and sisters, the depth and richness of this letter are far beyond what we have achieved.
弟兄姊妹们，这本书信里面所讲到的深度与广度是远远超过于我们今天所已经得着的。
I'm not qualified to lecture you on this book.
我来教你这本书，我其实不够资格的。
Let's encourage one another.To grasp the truth it contains.
我们要彼此鼓励，能够抓住这本书信里的真理。
In Paul's view, as expressed in the book of Philippians, there are three secrets to live the reality of Christ being all.
在保罗的眼光里面，有三个的秘诀。他今天如何能够活出来一个实际，那是基督是一切。
The first one is recorded in chapter 1.
第一个秘诀呢是在第一章里面写到的。
It is not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Brothers, that is the secret.
弟兄姊妹们，这是秘诀。
This is the essence of a crucified life.
这是一个钉十架生命的重点。
If we have not been crucified with Christ, it is I plus Christ.
如果我们没有与基督同钉十字架，就是我这个人再加上基督。
Maybe there's more of I, little bit of Christ.
或者我的成分更多，基督的成分更少。
Do you know a hymn like that?
你有没有唱过这样的诗歌呢
？In the first verses, he said, it's all about I, it's not much about Christ.
第一节他说到完全为我，不为主。
And in the second verse, there's more of Christ, but still a lot of I.
多一点为主，但是还是很多为着我。
Then, until we get to the verse 4, that it's all about Christ, it's not about I.
直到最后的第四节，他说全为基督，不为自己。
This is how a person...Who live out the crucified life?
这是一个人今天如何能够活一个钉十架的生命。
It really is not about I.
实在不是关乎我们。
Do you agree that it is really not about I?
你是否真的同意不是关乎我们
？If it is really not about I, why am I angry?
如果真的不是关乎我，你今天为什么会生气呢
？If you are angry, then it's about you.
如果你今天生气了，那就是关乎你。
It is not about I.Why am I so offended?
如果不再是我，为什么我今天这么的被人觉得受伤呢
？No one can offend me because it's not about I.
没有人今天可以冒犯你，使你受伤。如果不再是你
，This is not something you hang on the wall.
这不是你挂在墙上的。
You can put this on the wall.
你可以把它挂在墙上。
And you're sitting behind being offended.
然后你就站在他的后面，在那里受冒犯。
You say it is not about I.
你在那里说不再是我。
But you are so angry about.
但是你里面却充满了愤怒。
Brother and sister, that means your life has not been crucified.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是说你的生命没有钉在十字架上。
A crucified person will not be angry.
一个钉十字架的人，他就不会生气。
It's not about I anymore.
不再是关乎我这个人。
It's about Christ.
是关乎基督。
I know that we have not attained this.
我知道我们还没有达到这样的光
景。Even Paul said he has not reached it.
即使保罗也说到，他说我还没有达到。
Therefore, we have not attained this.
所以我们今天还没有得着。
But this is our goal.
但这是我们的目的。
This is where we are going.
这是我们所要去的地方。
This is what to press toward.
这是我们今天在这里追求，努力追赶。
This is why we eat his flesh and drink his blood every week.
这就是为什么我们每周在那里吃他的肉，喝他的血。
We want to have more of crucified life.
我们要得着更多这个钉十字架的生命。
So we can have less I.
所以我们就可以更少的有自己。
More Christ.
更多的有基督。
We're moving close to the goal.
我们就可以向着标杆更前进一
步。When we see the Lord one day.
当我们接受主的那一天。
We will be there all about Christ.
我们就可以向他。
所有都是基督。
所有都是基督。
We can say, for to me to live is Christ.
我们就可以说，如今我活着不再是我，乃是基督。
To die is gain.
死了就有益处。
No, it's hard. It's very hard to say these words.
实在是很难能够讲这样的话。
It's very difficult for us to pretend to be in this day.
对我们来说，如果要假装在这样的光景里面，实在是很困难的。
But this is our goal.
但这是我们的目的。
We don't need to pretend that we are here.
我们不需要假装说我们已经达到这样的光景。
But we need to press toward the goal.
但我们需要向着标杆直跑。
That's what Paul encouraged us.
这是保罗在这里鼓励我们的。
God, Paul did not anticipate we'll arrive at this position right away.
保罗不是在那里假设我们已经达到这样的光景吗？
He wanted us to join him.
他希望我们能够加入他。
He pressed on until he died.
他向着标杆直跑，直到他见主的。
Therefore, we need to press on.
所以今天我们需要向着标杆直跑。
This is our goal.
这是我们的目的。
For to me to live is Christ.
活着就是基督。
And to die is gain.
死了就有益处。
So for Apostle Paul, the life is no longer about himself.
所以对使徒保罗来说，他的生命不再是关乎他自己。
He is the most free person in the world.
他是这个世上最自由的人。
You want to be free?
你想要自由吗？
If it is no longer about yourself, you will be the freest person in the world.
如果不再是你，你就会成为这个世上最自由的人。
It is no longer Paul who lives, but Christ lives in him.
不再是保罗在那里活，乃是基督在他里面活。
Christ is his very life.
基督是他的生命。
The very reason he lives and exists.
这是他活着的目的跟原因。
No, in Philippians chapter 1,
腓立比书第一章,
if you have time later, you can read the chapter 1 and count how many times the word Christ appear.
如果你今天有时间，你可以去数一数在第一章里面基督出现过多少次。
18 times.
十八次。
In a short chapter 1, the word Christ appear 18 times.
在短短的一章之内，基督出现了十八次之多。
It is Christ everywhere.
基督在每个地方都有。
In every direction.
在每一个方向。
It is all about Christ.
全都是关乎基督。
I think if you ask Apostle Paul, if Apostle Paul is here,
我想如果你要问保罗，假设保罗今天站在这里，
and you ask Apostle Paul, what life mean to him?
你问保罗，生命对你来说是什么？
I don't know Apostle Paul.
我不认识保罗。
But I know his answers.
但我知道他的答案。
He will say, it is all about Christ.
他会告诉你，都是基督。
If you ask him, what is working for, or what is hope is.
你问他今天你的盼望是什么？
It is about Christ.
是关乎基督。
If you ask him, he has anything else at all in this world that matters to him.
如果你问他在这个世上有没有任何的一件事情对你来说还是重要的，
he will say nothing else.
他会告诉你没有任何事情。
For me, life is all about Christ.
对我来说，活着全部关乎基督。
This is a person who lives a crucified life.
这是一个钉十架的人，他如何过他的生活？
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
对我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
So now you understand why I say this book is beyond our reach.
所以这本书是超过我们今天的光景。
In case today, this afternoon, I ask you face to face the same questions.
如果今天下午我问你面对面同样的问题。
Exactly the question we asked Apostle Paul.
就像我们刚才所问使徒保罗同样的问题。
What were you answered?
你的答案是什么？
What are your answers to those questions?
你对那些问题的答案是什么？
That shows how far we from the goal.
那个就像我们表明我们离目标还差得有多远。
So how can Apostle Paul not live for himself?
使徒保罗怎么可能在那里不关注他自己呢？
I think we all have some experience by now.
我想我们每一个人到今天都有一些的经历。
And we have heard the message about cross.
我们都听过十字架的道。
How can a person actually live out a life like Paul?
一个人他如何能够过一个生活像使徒保罗一样？
And he said himself, he said, I have been crucified with Christ.
他自己说的，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He showed us the secret, it's the way of the cross.
他告诉我们这个秘诀乃是十字架的道路。
The way of the cross,It's not about I anymore.
十字架的道路是不再是我
But about Christ.
是关乎基督
This is his secret.
这是他的秘诀
It's just that he lived it out.
但只是他活出来了
I think we all knew the secret.
我想我们都需要这个秘诀
I don't think anyone in this room who do not know this secret.
我想在座的所有的人没有一个人不知道这个秘诀
But knowing the secret is one thing.
但是知道这个秘诀是一回事。
Living out the secret is quite another.
活出来是完全另外一件事情。
Because it's no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me.
因为不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But it says it's not just a teaching.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是只是一个教导。
No, it's not so difficult to write those kind of teaching.
把它写下来不难的。
But Paul has to live it out.
但是保罗要把它活出来。
Let's consider just one example on how Paul lived out this life.
我们来一起思想保罗如何把这个生命活出来的一个例子。
One night, he had a vision.
有一天晚上他得着一个异象。
A man from Macedonia plead for his help.
有一个人在马其顿在那里祷告需要他来帮助。
Come over to Macedonia.And help us.
来到马其顿来帮助我们。
And taking this as a vision from the Lord.
他把这个当作是神给他的一个意象。
So Paul and Silas set out to preach the gospel there.
所以保罗和希拉马上就坐船到那里去传福音。
They were very excited, arrived in Philippi.
他们里面是满了激动的心情到了腓立比。
And look around, they look for this man from Macedonia.
他们就在那里找这个从马其顿的人在哪里。
They never encountered this man from Macedonia.
但是他们没有找到这个从马其顿来的人。
Instead, they encountered a slave girl.
但是他们在那里遇到了一个为奴的一个女子。
Possessed by an evil spirit.
被一个邪灵所附。
And this led to their unjust beating.
这件事情引到他们被人打
An imprisonment in the inner prison
他们就在监狱当中的地牢里
Where their feet were fastened in stocks
他们的脚都上了木狗
What will you react?
弟兄姊妹你会如何
If you were Paul
如果你是保罗
Or Silas
或者是希拉
You saw the vision
你看到异象
Then you obey the vision.
你就遵守这个意象。
You go to Macedonia.
你顺服意象到了马其顿。
You didn't see the person in the vision.
你却没有见到意象当中的这个人。
Then you see the slave girl.
然后你见到了这个为奴的女子。
You try to help her.
你尽力去帮助她。
But you end up in prison.
但你最后却被放到监狱里。
And your feet was fastened by stocks.
你的双脚都上了木狗。
Brother and sister, how will you How will you react to that?
弟兄姊妹，你对这件事如何反应？
What will you do that night in the prison?
在那晚在监狱里你会如何反应呢？
Put yourself in their situation.
假设你在他们的情况里。
If you're not crucified,
如果你没有钉十字架，
you feel very sorry for yourself.
你就会在那里自怜自哀。
But fortunately, we found two crucified persons.
我们感谢主，我们在那里见到两个钉十字架的人。
These two crucified persons in this prison cell.
这两个钉十字架的人在这个监狱的里面。
Because it's not about us.
因为不再是我们。
It's not about I.
不再是我。
It's not about Paul and Silas.
不再是保罗或者希拉。
It's all about Christ.
全都是基督。
So that they don't feel sorry for themselves.
所以他们在那里不自怜也不自哀。
They sang the same songs. They praise God.
他们就在监狱里唱诗赞美主。
This is example of a crucified person.
这是一个例子，讲到一个钉十字架人的生命。
Only a crucified person can react in this way.
只有一个钉十字架的人，他才能做出如此的反应。
It is not possible for an uncrucified person to react this way.
对于一个没有钉十字架的人，你要他如此反应是不可能的。
They are more than a conqueror.
他们是得胜有余。
That evening, they're not just conquerors, they're more than conquerors.
他们那晚不是险胜，乃是得胜有余。
They conquered their disappointment.
他们胜过了他们的失望。
They conquered their afflictions.
他们胜过了他们里面的苦难。
They conquered the adversity.
他们胜过了他们的仇敌。
When Christ lives in them,
当基督活在他的里面，
they live out this crucified life.
他们活出这个钉十字架的生命。
They let go of all their personal interests.
他们就把他们所有个人的兴趣都摆下了。
Their lives are no longer about themselves.
他们的生活不再是他们自己。
It is all about Christ.
全部都是基督。
You know what will happen if you live a life like that?
你知道如果你过这样的生活，你的生命会是怎么样的？
If you live a crucified life,
如果你活一个钉十字架的生命，
then the Holy Spirit will find a highway in your life.
圣灵就要在你的生命里面找到那条大道。
The Holy Spirit uplift your spirit.
圣灵就要在那里托起你的灵。
Enable them to sing and praise.
使你能够在那里歌唱赞美。
Brothers and sisters, this is the pattern in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经当中给我们看到的样式。
The cross opened the ways for the Holy Spirit to work.
十字架打开了这条路，使得圣灵能够在我们里面做工。
Here we found two persons allow the cross to work in their life.
我们在这里看到有两个人，他们愿意让十字架在他们的里面做工。
And open the way for Holy Spirit to move powerfully.
他们就打开了一条路，使得圣灵能够大力的在他们里面做事情。
In this difficult trial,
在这个艰难的环境里面，
Paul found himself firmly anchored in the conviction, for me to live is Christ.
保罗在这个时候里面坚定活着，我活着就是基督。
By standingOn the cross,
他站在十字架上
opened the way for Holy Spirit.
我向着圣灵打开了一条路。
So the Holy Spirit shook the entire prison.
所以圣灵就在那里震动整个的监牢。
All the doors and all the chains were open.
所有监牢里的门跟那些脚铐都开了。
Leading to the conversion of the jailers and his household.
使得里面的一个监狱长，他的整家都得救了。
And this event opened the door for gospel to be preached all over Philippi.
这件事使得神的福音能够在腓立比全地传开。
Resulting in formation of a remarkable assembly church in Philippi.
使得一个很好的教会在腓立比产生了。
And we have today this wonderful letter.Of Ephesians, of Philippians.
所以我们今天有这本美丽的腓立比书。
Many scholars say that the Philippians is a book about joy.
很多的圣经学者说，腓立比书乃是说到喜乐。
How can you put crucify life and joy together?
你如何能够把一个钉十架的生命和喜乐摆在一起呢？
But it is.
但就是这样的。
The greatest joy was experienced by the crucified life.
一个最大的喜乐乃是一个人钉十架的生命才能经历到。
Indeed, joy permeates throughout this letter.
实在喜乐是贯穿了整本书信。
The key to joy is being fully occupied by Christ.
喜乐的秘诀是完全被基督所占有。
This is the joy one day we all is going to enjoy.
这是我们那一天都要享受到的喜乐。
Because one day it will be all about Christ.
因为有一天全部都是基督。
We better get used to it.
我们需要在今天来适应的。
Brother and sister, if you are not used to Christ is all,
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你不习惯基督是一切，
then you will not be happy in heavens.
那一天你到了天上，你也不会开心的。
No, in eternity, Christ is all.
因为在永远里面，基督是一切。
We better prepare for that.
我们今天就要来预备。
The secret is that Paul no longer lives about himself.
的秘诀乃是保罗不再为自己而活。
You know, in Paul's life, there's something very unique. Is his completely lack of self-interest.
在保罗的生命当中，有一件事非常的特别，就是他对自己没有一点的兴趣。
He has no personal agenda.
他没有自己所定好的所要做的。
Brother and sister, often we have a personal agenda.
弟兄姊妹们，常常我们有自己的计划。
Even on the surface is something.Very, very strong, very, very righteous.
虽然可能表面上来看，我们都非常的刚强，非常的公义。
But inside, we still have some personal agenda.
但是在里面，我们仍然有那些自己的计划。
But the cross has eliminated any personal interest from Paul.
但是十字架在保罗的身上把所有对着自己的兴趣都拿走。
He mentioned that the different motivation behind the preaching of gospel in chapter 1.
保罗在腓立比书第一章里面他有提到很多人传福音有不同的动机。
Some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry.
很多人传福音是出于嫉妒纷争。
Hoping to cause trouble for Paul.
好像能够使保罗能够 更加的痛苦。
And others preach gospel out of goodwill and love.
有人是出于好意，出于爱。
There are two different kinds of people.
就两种不同的人。
What would you react if you were Paul?
你如果是保罗，你会如何反应呢？
Someone preached the gospel to cause your problem.
很多人在那里传福音，使你更加的痛苦。
And Paul said,
保罗说，
It is okay.
这是可以的。
As long as Christ being proclaimed.
只要基督的福音被传开了。
Regardless of motivation people had.
无论其他的人传福音是带着什么样的动机与目的。
He has no personal interest.
他没有任何自己的兴趣。
It's all about Christ.
全都是关于基督。
It's not about Paul anymore.
不再关乎保罗。
Whether you preach the gospel trying to hurt me,
如果你通过传福音要来伤害我
Since it's not about I
不再是我
It's about Christ
乃是关乎基督
As long as Christ is preached
只要基督被传开了
I rejoice
我里面就喜乐
So this is how a crucified person lives
这是一个钉十架的人他如何生活
It is not I
不再是我
It is Christ
是基督
When we eat the flesh and drink his blood
当我们吃他的肉喝他的血
This is the goal we want to get to
这是我们要达到的目标
We want to have more Christ and less us
我们要得着更多的基督更少的自己
We want to press toward this goal
我们要向着标杆直跑
We may not be there in one day
我们不可能一天就达到的
But we need to gradually to move toward that goal
但我们渐渐的需要向着标杆去
As we break the bread,
当我们在那里剥饼
as we take the cup,
当我们在那里领用杯
we need to remind ourselves,
要提醒我们自己
this is what we're doing,
这是我们为何这样做
we're receiving this crucified life,
我们接受了这个钉十架的生命
so we can lay hold, we can set aside the old self,
所以我们可以把旧人脱下
we can put on the new self,
我们要穿上新人
can remove all the distinction,
我们就除掉一切的分别
the Christ is all,
基督是一切。
Now the second secret.
第二个秘诀.
The second secret is in the chapter 2.
第二个秘诀是在第二章.
In Philippians chapter 2, Paul urged Philippians to have the same mind, to have the same love, and to be in one accord.
在腓立比书第二章里面, 保罗在那里鼓励弟兄姊妹们有一样的心思,一样的意念, 使我的喜乐可以得着满足。
In chapter 2, we see the humble mindset of the Lord Jesus leading to his exaltation by God.
在第二章的里面, 我们看到我们主耶稣基督他谦卑的心思, 最后, 最终引他到被升到至高。
If we embrace the mindset of Christ,
如果我们拥抱基督的心思,
the church is unified and being prepared as a bride.
教会就会被预备装饰整齐, 成为心腹。
We see that in Revelation, the church is adorned with this unity.
我们看到在启示录里面说到, 教会乃是一个联合。
Depict as the new Jerusalem descending from heaven.
从新耶路撒冷从天而降。
It is the unity of the church that results in Christ is all and in all.
这是教会的联合, 原因乃是因为基督是一切,又在一切。
The purpose, the work of the cross is to achieve a unity.
十字架的目的乃是能够达到合一,
is remove all the barriers,
除去一切的分别,
then there is a unity in the body of Christ,
在基督的身体里能够有合一,
and this unity leads to Christ is all and in all.
这个合一能够引教会进到基督是一切又在一切之内。
When you read about the new Jerusalem, what attracts you?
当你读到新耶路撒冷, 什么事情吸引你呢?
What characteristic of the New Jerusalem interests you?
新耶路撒冷的哪一个特征在那里使你有兴趣呢?
Is it the size of the city?
是因着新耶路撒冷城的大小吗?
Is it the wall?
是它的墙吗?
Is it the foundation?
是它的根基吗?
Is it the gold and precious stone?
或者是那里面的金和那些透明的宝石?
Or the gates of pearl?
或者是珍珠门呢?
Or the river of life.
或者是生命河呢?
I think there are many, many very interesting characteristics.
我想有很多很有趣的一些的特质。
But there's one thing that is very unique.
但是有一件事是很特别的。
I think brother mentioned already on the first night.
我想我们弟兄在第一晚已经提到了。
It's in the Revelation 21, verse 21, the later half.
在启示录21章第21节的后半部分。
And the street of the city was pure gold as transparent glass.
城内的街道是晶金, 好像明透的玻璃。
The New Jerusalem in the Bible, in Revelation, has one single golden street.
新耶路撒冷它的街道只有一条, 乃是晶金的。
It's hard to imagine. It's very difficult to imagine a city with one street.
我们实在很难想象一个城市它只有一条的街道。
But I think there is a very significant spiritual meaning of it.
我想这个背后有一个重大的属灵的意义。
Because Jesus said, I am the way.
因为耶稣说到我是道路。
I am the way.
我是这条道路。
There is one exclusive way.
只有一条道路。
Jesus is that way.
耶稣就是这条道路。
And the New Jerusalem is one single golden street.
新耶路撒冷里面只有一条金金的街道。
Friend and sister, we need to know that the construction of New Jerusalem is not until the later time.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们需要知道新耶路撒冷的建造不是到那个时候才有的。
Construction of the New Jerusalem is underway today.
新耶路撒冷的建造呢是今天就开始的。
Right after Jesus was ascended.
当基督耶稣升天的时候就开始了。
When Holy Spirit descended upon those disciples.
当圣灵降下在门徒身上的时候,
and the construction of the New Jerusalem started.
新耶路撒冷的建造就已经开始了。
Today, when we read the book written by Apostle Paul,
今天当我们读到使徒保罗所写的书信,
we can witness an unfolding of the city of Jerusalem.
我们就看到这个展开的新耶路撒冷城,
including the single golden street.
里面有这条金金的街道。
This golden street is being built today.
这条晶晶的街道呢，是今天就开始建立了。
It is God's way of refining and preparing His people.
这是神的路，在那里修直跟建立他的子民们。
We have to realize this.
我们必须今天就认识。
And you and I need to be part of this.
你跟我需要成为当中的一份。
It's not later, it's now, it's today.
不是以后，乃是今天。
The Lord is building a single golden street.
主在今天就在建造那条晶晶的街道。
Do you know?What enemy hates the most?
你知道仇敌最恨恶的是什么吗？
The enemy hates the most is the single golden street.
仇敌所最恨恶的就是那一条晶晶的街道。
Because if there's a unity, that means there are people living crucified life.
因为只要今天有合一，就是在表明有人在过一个钉十架的生命。
And that is very, very scary for the devil.
那个对于鬼魔来说是很可怕的。
The fear of the devil is the crucify of our Lord Jesus.
仇敌的惧怕乃是我们钉十架的主耶稣基督。
Therefore, he cannot stand the unity among his people.
所以他不能够忍受神子民之间的合一。
Because where there is unity, there will be people there practicing.Crucified life.
因为什么地方出现合一，就是那里有人在实行钉十架的生命。
Only crucified life can have unity among them.
只有钉十架的生命能够使人达到合一。
That's why when you read the Corinthians,
这就是当你读到
哥
林多前后书的时候
，you find four streets.
你就发现有四条的街道。
God intended for one street.
神的目的乃是一条街道。
In Church of Corinth, there were four streets.
在哥林多的教会有四条。
There's a street of Paul.
有保罗的街道。
A street of Apollos.
有亚波罗的街道。
A street of Peter.
有彼得的街道。
Another street of Christ.
还有一条街道是基督的街道。
Then you might think the street of Christ might be the best, right?
也许你会觉得基督的街道应该是最好的。
In reality, it was likely the worst.
且事实上却是最糟糕的。
Because they used Christ's name to promote division.
因为他们用基督的名在那里却带来了纷争。
Throughout history, such division has fractured the unity of God's people.
在教会的历史上，这样的分裂实在是出现了多次。
To overcome this division, we must focus solely on Christ.
我们如果能够胜过这样的分裂，我们必须全心的在关注到基督的身上。
We must.Pay attention to our own life.
我们必须来注意我们这个己生命。
We must live out this crucified life.
我们必须来活出这个钉十架的生命。
So that we will have this unity among God's people.
这样在神的子民当中才能够出现合一。
We should not condemn those who have different external forms than us.
我们不能够在那里论断和我们外面所表现的不一样的弟兄姊妹们。
We may not choose to join their organizations.
我们不会去加入他们的组织。
But our convictions should not affect our love for our fellow believers.
但是我们所相信的、所坚持的，不能够影响对着别的弟兄姊妹的爱。
Our love for God's children should reflect God's love for them.
我们向着神儿女的爱需要反映神向着他向着我们的爱。
We must recognize God's children wherever they are and maintain unity on the single golden street.
我们必须要意识到神的子民是在那个晶晶的街道上是合一的。
Satan seeks to disrupt this unity and sow divisions among God's people.
撒旦在那里要毁坏这样的合一，所以带下纷争分裂。
We mustStand firm in our commitment to walk alongside our fellow believers as children of God.
所以我们今天必须坚定的与那些同蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们都是站在神儿女的地位上。
I'm not saying we should compromise in any way.
我不是说我们今天要在任何事上妥协。
We should never compromise.
我们绝不能妥协。
Just as Paul, who never compromised.
就像保罗一样，他从来没有妥协。
He would not compromise in the face of Peter.
他在彼得的面前也没有妥协。
So we will not compromise on our principles.
所以在我们的原则问题上，我们不会妥协。
But we need to maintain our love for all of God's children.
但是我们需要来维持向着神儿女的爱。
Because there is one single golden street.
因为那里只有一条金金的街道。
It is actually very easy to say, well, you know, you are different.
其实如果要说你跟我不同是很容易的。
It is very hard to not compromise but love every God's child.
但是难的是我今天一面不妥协我又能够爱神的儿女。
This take a crucified life.
这个需要一个钉十架的生命。
And Paul has this life.
保罗有这样的生命。
He never compromised.
他从来没有妥协。
But he loved God's children.
但是他却爱神的儿女。
Man, most of us are aware of the importance of unity, I think.
我想我们当中所有人都明白合一的重要。
But we also need to know the cost, the price Jesus paid for this unity.
但我们也必须要来知道主耶稣基督所付上的代价是什么。
But do you realize how important the unity?
你有没有发现合一是多么的重要？
How it is important to Paul.
对于保罗来说是何等的重要。
There are two sisters in Philippi arguing with one another.
在腓立比有两个姊妹，她们之间有问题。
Paul wrote it into the book of Philippians.
保罗就写信给腓立比的教会。
How do you feel if one of their two sisters has some arguments?
今天如果两个姊妹在那里吵架了，你会怎么感觉
？Apostle Paul wrote into Philippians.
使徒保罗在那里写信给到腓立比的教会。
What if you are Euodia?
如果你是有阿爹。
Or you are Syntyches.
或者你是寻都基。
Or you have some problem. You have a problem with each other.
你们两个之间有问题了。
You didn't know Paul wrote your story into the book.
你不知道保罗把你的故事发生的事都写在信里了。
We're reading thousands years later.
我们在几千年后在这里读。
Why Paul did that?
为什么保罗这么做呢？
It's for us to know how important the unity is in the church.
是为了让我们知道在教会的合一是何等的重要。
I don't think Paul wants to shame these two sisters.
我想保罗不是要在那里使他们羞愧。
But this is so important.
但是这实在是重要的。
For all of us in the future generation to see.
为着我们后来的世代的人来看。
So Paul wrote them into the book of Philippians.
所以保罗就写在了腓立比书里。
We don't know what argument were.
我们不知道他们当时在吵什么。
It means that there are differences between them.
但是我们知道他们当中有不同。
Brother and sister, oftentimes we have arguments. It's not about right or wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，常常我们之间的争论不是关乎对错。
It is about our differences.
而是关乎我们不同的意见。
We are different people.
我们是不同的人。
We're very different.
我们非常的不同。
If we do not serve together, we will not know.
如果我们不在一起服侍，你不知道的。
You see that brothers and sisters are lovely.
你看弟兄姊妹何等可爱。
But when you serve together,
但是当你一起来服侍的时候
then you realize how different you are.
你才发现我们是何等的不一样。
It is no longer lovely.
是不再可爱了。
But how do we serve together?
但是我们今天如何一起来服侍？
Our way is corporate.
今天乃是合一的路，
身体
团身体的路。
That is not. We cannot compromise on that.
我们不能够在这个上面妥协。
Must be corporate.
我们必须是活在团体身体的路。
But how do we deal with differences?
但是我们今天如何来应对不同呢？
Paul has a secret here.
保罗在这里有一个秘诀。
Have the same mind of Jesus Christ.
与耶稣基督有一样的心思。
Be of the same mind as Christ Jesus.
与耶稣基督有一样的心思。
If Euodia has the same mind of Christ Jesus, she will set aside her own mind.
如果有阿爹能够以耶稣基督的心思为心思，他就能够把自己摆在一边。
If he, she had the same mind of Christ Jesus, she emerged as a pure gold.
如果他今天能够以耶稣基督的心思为心思，他就能够被做成这个金晶街道。
In the same way, his sanctity could do the same.
同样的，寻都记也能够这样来实行。
She also emerged as another pure gold.
他也能够被打造成为另外的金星在那个街道里。
When they have the same mind of Christ Jesus,
当他们以基督耶稣的心思为心思的时候，
they have unity.
他们就有合一。
They become pure gold.
他们就成为金星。
They become the material for the construction of the single golden street.
他们就成为那条唯一金星街道所建造的材料。
This is why their story was written in the letter to Philippians.
这就是为什么他们的故事被记载在腓立比书里。
So when you and I have argument with our brothers or sisters,
当你跟我与弟兄姊妹之间产生了争执，
we need to come back to this story.
我们需要回到这个故事的里面。
We need to take the suggestion and encouragement from Paul.
我们需要从保罗的建议里面来学习。
Have the same mind as Christ Jesus.
以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
So I will set aside my way.
我把我的路摆在一边。
I may suffer.
我在这里可以受苦。
But like Job said, I will emerge as gold.
就像约伯所说的，我必被你炼成金晶。
Our brother will do the same.
我的弟兄也会如此这么做。
He will suffer too.
他也在那里受苦。
But through suffering, he will emerge as a gold.
但是通过受苦，他也被成为那条金晶。
Therefore, we have two pieces of gold.
所以我们这里有两块的金晶。
The Holy Spirit can use it to build the single golden street.
圣灵就可以用它来建造那条唯一的金晶的街道。
This is how Holy Spirit works in our body life.
这就是圣灵今天怎么在我们团体的生活当中在这建造我们。
So having differences is not a problem.
有不同不是问题。
Without these differences, how we can emerge as gold?
如果没有这样的不同，我们如何能够同时被建到那个精进的街道？
These differences is trying to refine us.
这个不同是在这里炼净我。
Try to purify us.
使我们更加的洁净。
Try to test us.
在那里试验我们。
Once we have been tested, we emerge as a pure gold.
当我们被试验之后，我们就成为精进。
Then the Holy Spirit will have material to build a single golden stream.
然后圣灵就有建造那条精进街道的材料。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of differences.
弟兄姊妹们，不要害怕有不同。
Differences are the tool of the Holy Spirit.
不同乃是圣灵手中的工具。
Use that tool to work in our lives.
用那个工具在我们的生命里面做工。
To refine us.
来炼净我们。
To purify us.
使我们更加的洁净。
To test us.
来试验我们。
So we can emerge as a pure gold like Job.
所以我们一起就能够像约伯一样被炼为金晶。
Take a different look at our differences.
所以我们要从不同的角度来看我们的不同。
Let's embrace our differences.
让我们来拥抱我们的不同。
Let's learn how to have the same mind of Christ Jesus.
我们来一起学习如何以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
I don't know if we have architect here.
我不知道我们这里有没有建筑师。
Maybe he is one. You know, in architecture, there is something called arch.
你知道在建筑的里面有一个拱形的桥。
You know, in an arch, in right in the middle at the top, there is a wedge-shaped stone.
你知道吗？在那个拱形的桥，在它最上面的那个顶端是有一个梯形的石头。
And that stone is called keystone.
那一个的石头叫做关键的石头。
What is the purpose of keystone?
那个关键的石头的作用是什么呢？
That keystone is the last stone to put in place.
那一个关键的石头是最后被摆在那里的。
When the keystone is placed, the entire structure is stabilized.
当那个关键的石头被摆在那里的时候，整个的结构就稳定了。
He can sustain wind and movement and pressures.
它就能够承受所有外来的压力跟那个阻力。
All because there's a keystone.
都是因为有那一块的关键的石头。
The keystone of the body of Christ is unity.
今天身体里面的那个关键的石头乃是合一。
That's how important this thing is.
这是为什么这件事如此的重要。
The single golden street is made of gold.
那个唯一金晶的街道是用金所造成的。
Do you know how a gold is pure?
你知道金子是如何得洁净的吗？
When the goldsmith can see his face reflected from the gold is pure.
当那个炼金的人，他如果能够在金子里面看到他自己的反射的样子，那个金子就洁净。
That is how this golden single street look like.
这就是那条唯一晶晶的街道是什么样子。
It's like a glass.
就像透明的玻璃一样。
It's transparent.
它是透明的。
It's pure.
它是洁净的。
Because they have been tested.
因为他们被试验过。
When you and I willing to suffer.
当你跟我愿意受苦的时候
，We become the material，
我们就成为材料
，for the building of the single golden street，
为着那条唯一单独晶晶的街道。
Brother and sister， we need to be willing to suffer。
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要愿意来受苦。
The unity come at a cost，
合一是有代价的。
Unity is not without cost。
合一不是没有代价的。
The unity will not drop just all of a sudden.
合一不会突然就发生的。
It takes those sons.
他们需要那些的儿子们。
Only the sons willing to suffer for unity.
只有那些儿子们愿意为着合一而受苦。
Children will be difficult.
孩子是很难的。
Take the crucified life.
来接受这个钉十架的生命。
To realize it's really not about I.
你就发现不是关乎我。
Even we have a different differences.
即使我们有不同。
We have different opinions.
我们有不同的意见。
But it's not about I.
但不再是我。
Therefore I can lay aside myself.
因此我可以把我自己摆在一边。
Have the same mind of Christ.
我以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
I hope that I can emerge as something usable.For the Holy Spirit to build the single golden street.
好，使我这个人能够被圣灵使用，能够成为建造京津街道的材料。
But it takes a crucified life.
但是这个需要一个钉十架的生命。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们感谢主。
We receive this life when we eat His flesh and drink His blood.
当我们吃他肉、喝他血的时候，我们就得着这个生命。
And that life can be ours.
这一个生命可以成为我们的生命。
Anytime we need it，
每一个时刻我们所需要的生
命。Anytime I'm in this disagreement with my brother，
每一个时刻当我跟我的弟兄起了争执。
Every time there's a danger that we lose unity，
到每一个时刻在这里有危险，我们失去合一的时候。
It's my opportunity to eat His flesh and drink His blood，
乃是我的机会要吃他的肉。喝他的血。
We receive that crucified life.
我们接受这个钉十架的生命。
Have the mindset of Christ.
以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
Then we have that unity.
之后我们就会有这样的合一。
And we have more of the pure gold.
我们就会更多的成为这个更多的晶晶。
There will be a single golden street.
就会成为一条晶晶的街道。
In the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面。
There need to be only one street.
这必须只有一条的街道。
There need to be one fellowship.
只有一个的交通。
No one should be excluded.
没有任何人要在排除之外。
No matter how difficult it is.
无论有多么的困难。
好 ，Sometimes it is so easy. We can just exclude this one brother.
很多时候很容易，我们就是分开他。
You know, one brother caused 99% of problem.
因为那一个人他这带来了99%的问题。
It's always the case.
都是这样的情况。
20% of people.Will cause 80% of the problems.
20%的人创造80%的难处。
It is true everywhere.
在每个地方都是这样。
But we cannot exclude our brothers.
但我们不能把他分开。
Because he is God's children.
因为他是神的儿女。
God put us together.
神把我们摆在一起。
Whether I like it or not.
不管我喜欢还是不喜欢。
Because it's not about me.
因为不再是我。
It's not about I.
不再是我。
It is about Christ.
是基督。
I need to be crucified if I cannot handle this.
我需要被钉十架，如果我不能接受这样的情况。
Therefore, each time we have a disagreement.
所以每一次当我们有不同的时候。
It is our opportunity.
那是我们的机会。
To receive the crucified life.
来接受这个钉十架的生命。
To be tested,
来被试验
to be refined,
来被炼净
to be purified,
使我们能够更加洁净
emerge as the pure gold,
使我们能够成为那个晶晶
so the Holy Spirit will have additional materials,
所以圣灵就会有更多的材料
We need more of sons today,
我们需要有儿子出现
Holy Spirit is building this single golden stream.
圣灵在那里建造这条唯一金金的金道。
But not enough people are willing to suffer.
但是没有多少人真的愿意来受苦。
Not enough people willing to suffer for unity.
没有多少人愿意来为着合一而受苦。
Therefore, God is still looking for.
所以神仍然在那里找人。
Those individuals, 那些 who is willing to suffer.
那些个人愿意来受苦。
Brothers and sisters.This takes love too.
弟兄姊妹们，这个也需要爱。
We need to show forbearance to one another in love.
我们需要在爱里能够来彼此的忍耐。
Paul says in Galatians,
保罗在哥罗西书里面说
chapter 3 verse 14,
三章十四节
and beyond all these things, put on love.
在此以外，要穿上爱
which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切以外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
I love this phrase.
我实在是喜爱这节的圣经。
Love is the perfect bond of unity.
爱乃是这个联络全德的。
How do I receive this love?
我如何能够接受这样的爱？
By eating his flesh, drinking his blood.
是通过吃他的肉，喝他的血。
He abides in us, we abide in him.
他住在我里面，我也住在他里面。
The love of Christ will fill our heart.
基督的爱要充满我们的心。
And we can suffer for the unity.
我们可以为着合一而受苦。
The third secret.
第三个秘诀。
To set Christ as his goal.
乃是基督是我的目的。
For Paul is very clear.
对保罗很清楚的。
He knows his goal.
他知道他的目的。
For this goal, he sacrificed everything.
为着这个目的，他看万事如粪土。
Before he was converted,
在他信主之前
，Paul's goal was his ethnic identity.
保罗的目的乃是他自己的身份
，religious achievements
乃是他宗教里面所达到的成就
，zeal for Judaism
为着犹太教火热
，righteousness based on the law
因着律法而来的自义。
Those were Paul's goal.
那是保罗的目的。
But after knowing the Lord,
但是当他认识基督之后
he radically changed his goal.
他完全地改变了他的目的。
It's very, very few person will change his life goal as dramatically as Paul.
实在很少的人能够像保罗一样完全地改变他人生的目的。
He considered everything he once valued as loss.
他看那些一切都为损失
compared to the surpassing value of knowing Christ
以得着基督耶稣为至宝
he even regard all his previous gain as rubbish
他即使把他之前所得着所有的成就都当作粪土
he desired believers to adopt this mindset
他希望所有信徒的人都有这样的心思
making Christ the primary goal in their life
使基督在你的生活当中成为你的目的
Brothers and sisters, Paul was a person whose goal was so clear.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗的目的是何等的清晰。
No one can distract him.
没有人能够把他从他的目的上能够移开。
He encouraged us to be the same.
他鼓励我们也要一样。
Brothers and sisters, when you read this chapter 3 of Philippians,
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到腓立比书第三章的时候
I think this verse is reading over and over again.
这实在值得我们一遍一遍的去读。
And try to catch the spirit of Paul.
我们能够抓到保罗的灵
catch that determination in his heart.
我们能够抓到保罗心中的心志
and to see the behavior and manifestation of this crucified person.
我们能够看到这个钉十架的人的生命是如何的
how he has sacrificed everything.
他如何是丢弃万事
to achieve the goal.
为着得着这个目的。
He said, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
But one thing I do,
我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里, 从上面召我来得的奖赏。
In his life, there is one thing.
在他的生命里面只有一件事。
This one thing speaks of his goal.
这一件事说到了他的目的。
He's not the only person like that.
他不是只有他一个人是这样的。
The Mary in the New Testament has only one thing.
新约里面的玛利亚, 同样只有一事。
David in the Old Testament has only one thing.
旧约里的大卫, 同样只有一件事。
And this is a crucified person.
这是一个钉十架的人。
They have been purified.
他们已经被洁净了。
So that there is one thing left in their life.
所以他们生命里面只剩下一件事。
Christ
基督,
is all. And in all.
基督是一切,又在一切之内。
As we come to the last message, let's ponder a fundamental question.
当我们来到这最后的一堂信息,我们一起来思想一个根基的问题。
Is Christ our all?
基督是否是我们的一切?
God desires for us to be his sons.
神要我们成为他的儿子。
God desires us to have this crucified life.
神要我们有这样钉十架的生命。
He wants us to be like him.
他希望我们和他一样。
We can share his purpose.
我们能够分享他的目的。
God never intends for us to leave the retreat unchanged and unaffected.
神的目的绝不是让我们离开了这个夏令会之后一点改变都没有。
So we need to really before the Lord.
所以我们需要来到神的面前。
And ask the Lord, what change do I need to take?
要来问主,今天我需要什么样的改变?
Even Paul is being changed every day.
即使保罗,他也在每天都在被改变。
Even Peter is being changed even at his old age.
即使彼得在他晚年的时候,他仍在被改变。
How difficult it is for Peter to change his mind on Gentiles.
对于彼得来说,要改变他对外邦人的观念,是何等的困难。
He's an old person.
他的旧人。
And his idea about Gentile is so deep.
他对外邦人的观念是何等的根深蒂固。
But we thank the Lord, Peter can be changed.
但我们感谢主,彼得可以被改变。
If Peter is not changed,
如果彼得没有被改变,
you and I will be in difficulty now.
你跟我今天就有巨大的难处。
The gospel may not be available to us.
福音向我们就不会传开了。
But we thank the Lord there is one person in Peter who can be changed.
但我们感谢主,今天彼得他可以被改变。
Brother and sister, can you be changed?
弟兄姊妹们,你能不能被改变呢?
If Peter can be changed,
如果彼得可以被改变,
if the greatest apostle at the time can be changed,
如果最大的使徒在那个时候可以被改变,
if Peter can be humbled by Apostle Paul,
如果彼得可以因着保罗在那责备他而服下来,
and he was not angry about Paul,
他在那里没有因着保罗就生气,
because he lived a crucified life,
因为他过着一个钉十架的生命,
he knew it's not about Peter,
不再是关乎彼得,
it is all about Christ,
全部都是基督。
Brother and sister, are there anything that you need to be changed?
弟兄姊妹们, 在你的生命当中有没有任何的事需要改变?
Is your life focused on Christ or focused on yourself?
你的生命的目的是在基督身上, 还是你只是在关注在自己身上?
Is it something that you want to move forward?
你是不是要往前去呢?
Are you willing to press on toward the goal?
你需要向着标杆直跑。
You want to have more of Christ and less of yourself.
你需要得着更多的基督, 要有更少的自己。
Are you willing to have the same mindset of Christ?
你愿意以基督耶稣的新思维新思吗?
Especially when there is a disagreement in the body of Christ.
当这个基督的身体里面出现不同的时候,
if there is a disagreement in your family life,
如果在你的家庭生活里面这里有争执的时候,
are you willing to suffer?
你愿意受苦吗?
and to have the mindset of Jesus Christ?
基督耶稣的心思为心思?
Are you willing to set Christ as your goal?
你愿意把基督当作你的目的吗?
We're not there.
我们还没有达到。
By any measure, we're not there.
我们离得还差得很远。
But we want to press on.
但我们愿意向着标杆直跑。
We press on together with Paul.
我们和保罗一起向着标杆直跑。
Paul is right there in the end.
保罗已经达到了路中。
He's cheering us up.
他在那里鼓舞我们。
He wants us to move forward.
他希望我们都能向前。
Can you sense his heart?
你能否体会到他的心肠呢?
He wants all of us to press on forward.
他希望我们所有的人都向着标杆直跑。
Toward this goal.
为了达到这样的目的。
Christ is all.
基督是一切。
And in all.
又在一切之内。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for this time.
天父，我们为着这样的时间何等的感谢你。
We are so grateful for your wonderful word in the people.
主啊，我们为着你在我们身上奇妙的工作。
We thank you for your work on Apostle Paul.
我们感谢你在使徒保罗身上的工作。
Give us such a good example of someone with flesh and blood can live a crucified life.
给我们看到一个有血有肉的人今天能够过一个钉十架的生命。
We pray this afternoon that give us this desire.
主啊，我们下午一起祷告，给我们有这样的心智。
To join him.
能够和保罗一样。
To answer his call.
能够来回应他的呼召。
Press on toward the goal.
向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting life what's behind.
忘记背后,
reaching forward to what is ahead.
努力面前的,
Father, we thank you for still giving us time today.
天父，我们感谢你今天仍给我们有时间。
We still have opportunity.
我们仍然有机会。
We still have opportunity to receive more of this crucified life.
我们仍然有机会更多的得着这钉十架的生命。
May we make the most of our opportunity.
让我们都抓住我们所有的机会。
We seize opportunity when we are different.
当我们有不同的时候，我们要抓住这样的机会。
We seize opportunity when we face darkness.
当我们在那里有争执的时候，我们要抓住机会。
We seize opportunity when we encounter challenges in our life.
当我们在生活当中遇到挑战的时候，我们要抓住机会。
It is all opportunity for us to know Christ.
哇，有这么多的机会帮助我们能够认识基督。
To see the brightest morning star.
能够看到这明亮的晨星。
To see our goal in life.
能够看到我们的目的。
Lord, help us to put this in our life.
主要帮助我们能够把这摆在我们的生命当中。
These are not just the teachings.
这不只是一个教训。
These are the practices.
这实在是我们的生活。
This is the way of our lives.
这是我们生活所走的路。
This is a normal Christian life.
这是正常基督徒的生活。
So that we can have this unity among God's people.
所以我们在神的子民当中我们能够得着合一。
You can find goals amongst us.
主要你能够在我们当中找到精进。
You can build a single golden street.
你能够建造那唯一的一条的精进的街道。
When the street is completed.
当这条精进的街道完成的时候。
New Jerusalem. Will descend upon from heaven.
新耶路撒冷就要从天而降。
We look for that day.
我们都向往着那一天。
We commit all of our sisters in your hand.
我们把所有的弟兄姊妹都交在你的手里。
Every single one is the nugget of pure gold.
主，我们祷告所有的弟兄姊妹都能够成为那个精金。
Willing to suffer for the sake of church unity.
都为着教会的合一愿意来受苦。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.